Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. State Treasurer Gina Raimondo has officially thrown her hat in the Democratic field for governor. Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis says Raimondo touts herself as a problem solver.
Raimondo used a video email to supporters to formalize her run for governor. In an interview, she declined to specify her ideas for improving Rhode Island's economy. Raimondo says she'll offer details starting in January. For now, she points to the overhaul of the state pension system she spearheaded in 2011.
I have a track record as treasurer of solving problems, bringing people together to get things done, and I'm excited to be in the race.
A series of public employee unions went to court to challenge the pension overhaul, and court-ordered mediation is continuing. Raimondo is set to square off in a Democratic primary next September with Providence Mayor Angel Taveras. Former White House staffer Clay Pell may also get into the race. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Submarine maker Electric Boat has signed a new lease to stay in Quonset. The company plans to expand its footprint by 40% to accommodate an increased workload from the U.S. Navy. Steve King, director of the Quonset Development Corporation, which negotiated the lease, says they're thrilled that Electric Boat will be in Rhode Island for years to come.
We're just thrilled. Electric Boat's been a major tenant of the Quonset Business Park now for 40 years, and they'll continue to be our anchor tenant here going forward now for 25 more, so it's very exciting.
Electric Boat spokesman Robert Hamilton says the company will be hiring about 500 people next year, growing its workforce to roughly 3,000. The company plans to double that number to 6,000 in the year 2021. The U.S. Senate had its Secret Santa gift exchange, but one of Rhode Island senators bowed out of the fun. Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch has more.
For the last 3 years, Minnesota Senator Al Franken has arranged the bipartisan Secret Santa. But Senator Sheldon Whitehouse says he loves to torment his friend, Senator Franken, by refusing to take part in the affair. Whitehouse says Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid also passes up the chance to swap a cheap gift with a fellow U.S. senator. But not Jack Reid. Reid says he got some barbecue sauce and a bottle of red wine from Alabama Senator Richard Shelby, and in return, he gave Michigan Senator Carl Levin a West Point tie. Reid says if Levin is going to be chairman of the Armed Services Committee, he needs a good tie for the job. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.
A former Providence Highway Superintendent who was a figure in the Cianci administration scandals of the 1980s is out of prison after serving time on drug charges. Channel 12 reports that Edward Buckles Malisi was released from a federal prison in Massachusetts to a halfway house. He's expected to stay there for several months before going home. Malisi went to prison after pleading guilty to conspiracy charges involving the distribution of painkillers. He previously served a prison term in connection with an extortion scheme involving city snowplowing contracts. And the town of New Shoreham on Block Island has approved a plan to drastically reduce the number of deer on the island. The Block Island Times reports the town council voted yes to a strategy that would hire a professional sharpshooter to target deer. The Department of Environmental Management pushed for the move, saying Block Island has more than 10 times the number of deer it should. The deer are causing adverse effects on the ecosystem and high numbers of tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease.